Hi guys, thank you very much for the time. And first question is for Max. Is it strange to be fighting Jose Aldo so soon after beating him just in June of this year? Does it feel weird to be fighting him just, you know, half a year after the first fight?
You know, not at all. You know, it is what it is. You know, like I said before, you know, I, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just having a fight. I told the people at Detroit, I told my dad, I sacrificed time, got to fight on December 2nd, and he's the guy that pulled the straw, and he's the next guy up. You know, the only thing weird about this whole situation is, you know, if you look at this guy's camp, you know, he normally never ever does take to another fight. He normally don't fight this often, you know. Like, if you look at the record, he fought at 200, and he fought me at UFC 212. Now he's fighting me here, you know. I think there's a faster round. I think so. This is going to be his first UFC fight. He's walking out first. He's going to be announced first. There's a lot of weird things, I think, so that I think it's weird for him. But, you know, at the end of the day, I pulled his name. I'm ready to fight, you know. I was ready to fight. I was ready to fight anyone, you know. Like you said, you know, my coach and my management and stuff told me about 55er fights, and you know, we're willing to go up if we had to, but it is what it is. So I got blessed with Jose. I get to prove to everybody why I'm the best in the world, and December 2nd is going to be a fun night.
Well, as you said, you were willing to fight on December 2nd just about anybody, whether it's at featherweight or lightweight. Who do you think, though, at the end of the day, deserved this title shot more, Jose Aldo or Cub Swanson?
You know, I don't know. That's your guy's job. That's the UFC job. I'm a fighter. I don't think so. Who deserves what more? Who does this and that, whatever? You know, I get to make history, you know. I made history in Brazil. I get to make history in Detroit now. And I didn't care who it was, you know, as long as I got to fight, like I said. I'm not a matchmaker. I'm a fighter. And right now, that's what I focus on. I focus on fighting, you know. You put him in front of me, like I said, light him up. I'm going to knock him down.
And a question for Jose, pretty simple question. Why will this fight, why will the rematch be different? Why will it play out differently?
Júnior, por que essa revanche vai ser diferente? Por que o resultado vai ser diferente dessa luta?
Pela vontade que eu tô, né? Eu acho que eu sempre fui campeão, sempre defendi o título. Então, ter essa oportunidade, mais uma vez, eu sei que a última luta não foi o resultado que eu esperava, mas agora eu acho que estou muito mais treinado, focado, e pode ser que o resultado vai ser bem diferente da primeira luta.
It's going to be different because I'm motivated. I'm very well trained right now. I'm really focused. And I believe that it's going to be a different ending from the first fight.
And one more for you, Jose. You were scheduled to fight Ricardo Lamas in your first UFC non-title fight. It would have been three rounds, your first three-round fight in the octagon. What were your thoughts on that? Firstly, having your first non-title fight, it wasn't on a pay-per-view. And how will that change? You know, you're, of course, very used to doing five-round title fights. Do you care? Are you happy that it's, you know, a five-round fight? Were you looking forward to your first three-rounder? What are your thoughts on that?
Júnior, você ia fazer a tua primeira luta no UFC, que não era por título, ia ser a primeira luta sua por três rounds. Como é que era isso para você? O que você estava pensando? E para você é melhor ter uma luta de cinco rounds?
Eu acho que eu estou muito mais adaptado a fazer luta de cinco rounds. Eu acho que fazer três para mim é a coisa mais normal do mundo. Não vejo diferença. Eu acho que eu não me lembro a última vez que eu treinei com uma luta que tinha três rounds. Acho que para mim não foi, não serve nada. Eu acho que eu estou tão acostumado a fazer cinco rounds que os três rounds que eu estava fazendo estava me sentindo muito bem. Mas é normal, né? Eu acho que isso faz parte da evolução do esporte, faz parte de tudo aquilo que vem acontecendo dentro do UFC. Eu fico feliz que novamente eu estou fazendo uma luta pelo título.
I think it makes no difference. I was used to fighting five rounds for so long that three rounds wouldn't have made a difference. But, you know, it's the evolution of the sport, and I'm happy to be fighting again about five-rounder fight.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for the time.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, first question is for Max. You know, Max, having beaten Jose back in June, you know, I hear a lot of times it is tough to get up for a rematch, especially an immediate rematch. You know, when you do finish the fight so emphatically, you finish him in a third-round TKO. I mean, how was the mindset, you know, hearing that he was going to be the guy? Did it take you a minute to get motivated again? Or how was the mindset, you know, when you found out it was going to be Jose again?
You know, look, guys, talk about motivation. This guy talking about motivated, how motivated he is for the belt. You know, I have no idea when people talk about motivation. You know, this guy, we fought him in his hometown, this last one. He was a champion. And for him to be saying that motivation, You know, now he feels way more motivated. It's fighting for your country and fighting for your people, for your belt, defending your belt, not enough motivation. What, you know, what's going on? You know, I'm motivated. You know, the belt is great. You know what comes with the belt? Bigger payday, pay-per-views, and a lot of more stuff. But the belt is a belt. A fight is a fight. I ain't trying to go out there and get my butt whooped, my ass whooped in front of millions of people watching at home, thousands of people. That's not what I'm about. I'm in the business. I'm in the hurt business. You know, I'm out there. I want to get mines out, and I want to win. You know, I don't care who I fight. We can fight. I can fight this guy 10 times in a row. I'll be motivated. That's just what I am. You know, it's this warrior spirit that I have in myself, and this whole belief I have in myself. You know, it doesn't take much to motivate. I don't know why people talk about it's hard to get motivated, this and that. You're in the wrong business, man. This business, you can get hurt. You know, there's the other guy trying to hurt you seriously in there, you know. And this guy talking about motivation and stuff, it just blows my mind, man. It blows my mind. And I'm motivated, man. I don't care if it was him. I don't care who it was. You know, I was ready for the next guy up and line him up and knock him down.
I know, you know, your long-term goal, Max, is to be considered one of the greatest of all time. You know, at this stage, you know, Jose is considered, you know, the greatest featherweight champion of all time because he's had the title defenses and things like that. But if you beat him two times in a row, considering his record, I mean, in a weird way, do you feel like that's even bigger for your career? I mean, you would be the first guy to ever hold two wins over him, and immediately you kind of eliminate Jose from probably, you know, ever fighting you a third time. It rarely ever happens. I mean, is there a benefit of this fight happening right now?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, this is a legacy fight. Like I said, you know, it's a huge legacy. Jose never lost back-to-back. You know, and like you said, nobody ever beat him twice. But, you know, me being the greatest featherweight champion is a long thing. You know, this is a step, though. It's a stepping stone. And, you know, I just got to focus. I got to focus on this one first, you know. And then I got to get, you know, how much defense he got. He got 6, 7, or 8 of them or something like that, combining his WBC wins. So, at the end of the day, I need to focus on the record. You know, I'm just focused on this next fight. Like I said, it's 1-0 all the time. You know, I'm 1-0 going into this fight, and I think it helps my legacy a lot. But that's just what it is. It's a legacy fight. It helps me. You know, it helps me get out there and one step closer to be proving to people why I should be considered one of the best guys to ever do this and to ever compete in this sport.
And, Max, I don't want to take away the attention from this fight because you're fighting Jose Aldo, so I don't want to take the attention away from that. But I heard, you know, that you were, you know, willing to fight a lot of guys, you know, beyond Cub Swanson and Jose Aldo. I'd heard that, you know, maybe Cowboy Cerrone, and you were throwing out maybe Tony Ferguson. I mean, how willing were you to, you know, even take a super fight at lightweight to make sure you stayed on this card?
I was super willing. I ain't talks. I'm a fighter, you know. Shit, I was saying whatever way. I didn't even care. I promise the people of Hawaii, I promise the people of Detroit that they're gonna see Max Holloway fight December 2nd. I promise my fans, my family, and you know, I promise you guys, you know, that I'm gonna fight no matter what. And you know, people wanna call them the best in the world. You know, the best in the world is not getting ready for one guy. You know, you guys, like the olden days. You know, Pedro Sauer. I did Pedro Sauer seminars in between these camps, and Pedro used to talk to us about challenge matches, and when people came, you just had to be ready. And you know, that's the mindset I have. You know, if you want to prove you're the best, you got to fight. You know, so I was willing to fight anybody, you know, just throw it out there and fight. You know, that's what the best do. They're not worried about what others can do to them. You know, they better be worried about what I'm going to do to them. I'm just here to fight.
And a couple of questions for Jose. You know, Jose, you haven't been a guy, because you've been a champion so much in your career, you haven't really had the opportunity to take, you know, many short notice fights. The only other time I can remember was the Conor McGregor rematch. And, you know, obviously we know why you turned that down. But what was it about this? Was it just the chance to fight for the title again? Was it because you were already training for a fight with Ricardo Lamas? What was it that made a difference saying yes this time?
Jornal, o que foi que fez você aceitar essa luta? Você, tendo sido campeão há tanto tempo, nunca aceitou realmente lutas de última hora, assim. Mas o que foi que te motivou a aceitar essa luta? Foi lutar pelo cinturão ou uma revanche?
Então, acho que eu nunca tive revanche, eu já fiz revanche, né? Eu acho que pelo fato de ser campeão, não tem como você entrar, cobrir um evento, vamos falar assim. Eu sempre fui campeão na minha vida, então não sei o que é isso. Eu acho que não é questão de aceitar, eu já venho treinando para uma luta, eu acho que só desse poderia ser nome. Eu sempre treinei, não vou lutar 3 rounds, eu não faço 3 rounds, eu faço mais, eu treino 4, 5 rounds. Quando eu faço 5 rounds, eu treino sempre a mais, eu treino 6, 7 rounds. Então, não faz diferença para mim essa troca, né? Eu acho que, primeiramente, eu tenho que agradecer ao meu oponente de ter aceitado também fazer a luta. Eu acho que ele está no direito dele de acabar de ganhar o título e de escolher quem poder lutar. Então não é questão de o Aldo aceitar uma luta. Eu sou lutador, eu acho que eu só sei fazer isso na minha vida. Eu acho que desde quando eu estou nesse esporte, eu sempre estive sendo campeão. Então nunca tive a oportunidade de fazer uma revanche eu perdendo. Tive uma luta com o Conor, onde eu tive uma derrota, onde para mim, no meu ponto de vista, eu merecia fazer uma revanche em nome dela. Mas estão me dando uma luta, já vim treinando para uma luta, não estava destreinado, não estava em casa, então já vim treinando já para lutar.
Yeah, I was always a champion, so I didn't get many opportunities to do that, and I haven't had a rematch after a loss in my career. I obviously wanted that one against Conor McGregor after my loss to him, but it wasn't really a matter of accepting this fight. I had already been training for another fight, so it didn't matter if it was a difference from a 3-rounder fight to a 5-rounder fight. I have to thank Max for accepting it, but it really wasn't a matter of me accepting it. I was ready to go.
And Jose, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, everyone holds you in such high regard as, you know, the greatest featherweight, you know, we've seen in the sport. But how important is a fight like this for your legacy? I mean, obviously you intend on winning, but, you know, losing to Max a second time would be devastating. So how important is, you know, this fight for your legacy and what you want to, you know, remember for your career?
Qual a importância dessa luta pro seu legado? Todo mundo te tem hoje como o melhor peso pena de todos os tempos, mas você já perdeu pro Max uma vez e... Claro que você vai querer vencer essa luta, mas o que significaria para o seu legado talvez perder ou até ganhar?
Acho que pouca gente no UFC, né? A gente conta, no zero, aqueles que perderam e conseguiram reconquistar o título. Eu já fiz isso uma vez e fazendo isso de novo, acho que eu entro dentro da história, né? Então eu estou em busca disso, lógico, eu luto para vencer sempre, não importa qual seja o resultado, mas o legado eu vou deixar assim. Acho que é a terceira vez que eu me torno campeão.
Yeah, you know, there's not many people that are able to come back and win the title again, and I've done that, and for me to be able to come back and win this title again would mean a lot for my legacy.
And my last question, Jose, you know, having fought Max before, you know, having the fight end the way it ended, you know, what is the difference? You know, 6 months later, you know, I mean, obviously you're facing him back-to-back. What do you feel like is the difference now, you know, versus that last fight that's going to get you a win this time?
E você já lutou com o Max uma vez, todo mundo sabe, mas qual é a diferença agora? O que vai mudar nessa luta contra o Max?
Eu acho que muda o lado que nós estamos agora, né? Eu acho que a primeira luta foi uma grande luta, foi um lutão. E para mim, não vejo uma mudança, que eu vou fazer, vai ter um... Não, eu acho que tanto um quanto ele, a gente já se conhecemos de um ao outro, só mudou o lado que nós estamos. Hoje em dia ele está com o título e eu não estou. Na primeira luta ele estava sendo campeão e ele não. Então, para mim, deu isso. Eu acho que a gana que eu tô pode ser maior pelo fato de reconquistar o título. Eu acho que isso, sim, que me motiva mais de estar subindo lá dentro e vencer essa luta.
You know, what really changes is the side that I'm in right now. The first fight, I thought it was great. But, you know, the difference is what side. He's coming in as a champion right now. He was a challenger before, and now I'm the guy who's going in there and challenging to win the belt again. So that's really what's motivating me, is to be able to reaccomplish this and get my belt back.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for the time. My first two questions go to Max. Firstly, Max, I wanted to get your thoughts on that matchup with Frankie Edgar. All of the fans were excited when that fight was announced. So what were your thoughts when Edgar got injured?
It must have been hell of a hit to injure him, because that guy never ever get injured, you know. And when I heard he was injured, I was bummed, you know. There's a lot of fight for legacy, you know. Like I said before, you guys know the history he has with Hawaiian and Hawaii. So, you know, it's one to get back for the good guys. And it didn't end up happening, you know. I hope that guy's speedy recovery. Hopefully, maybe down the line, we can face each other and get that fight done. But, you know, right now, like I said, you know, Jose Aldo, you know, he's the next one at bat, and the next one I gotta take down.
Absolutely. Immediately afterwards, Cub Swanson threw his name into the hat. So I also wanted to get your thoughts on what do you make of the featherweight division and the fact that there are at least three people in Frankie, Cub, and Aldo that people believe deserve a title shot.
You know, that's not my job. You know, I'm a fighter, so I do. I fight, you line them up, I knock them down. Simple as that, you know. 1+1 is 2, 2+2 is 4. You know, you guys as MMA analysts, you guys as MMA writers, that's your guys' job, you know. And there's matchmakers for UFC, and that's their job, you know. Matchmakers pick this fight, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
All right, Max, final question for you. Your strength has always been winning on attrition, and you come back strong in the championship rounds. That was the case the last time you fought Jose as well. You know, are you expecting more or less the same from Jose?
You know, I've been, you know, you guys can call me Dory. If any of you guys found me, Finding Nemo, you know, I don't even remember fighting this guy. It's a whole new guy. I'm going there, I'm going to fight him. You know, this is what I got to do. You know, too much people depend on, this is what he did the first fight, so it's going to replay in the second fight. We don't know what happened. I'm getting ready for the best Jose Aldo, like I do in every camp. I get ready for the best. I was getting ready for the best Frankie Edgar. Now it's Aldo, you know, and so on and so on. So, you guys didn't even see me in the championship round. I didn't even go to a fourth fifth round. So no one knows, you know. It's true. Maybe I might be a slow start in the beginning, and I get stronger as the fight go on. But we'll see what happens, you know. I got new tricks up my sleeve for this fight. You know, tune in, you guys. Don't miss out. It's going to be a fun one. Like I said, this card is stacked from top to bottom from the opening fight on the opening card. You know, not just the main card. You know, the main card is stacked, but the whole card is stacked. I got a teammate again, you know, with me. I got Yancy Medeiros. Last time me and Yancy was on the same card, we fought Brazilians, you know, and we fought Brazils in Brazil, and look what happened, you know. We're going to Detroit now on USA soil, and I see the fight going many ways, and Tuan is going to come out top that night.
All right, next few questions for Jose. One of the interesting things you mentioned recently was you holding back in your last fight. You said you saw Max's offense as his strong point and kind of relied heavily on your defensive game. Could you elaborate on if that is a true interpretation of what you said?
Well, ele está falando que recentemente você falou da ofensiva do Holloway, que como você lutou na primeira luta. Fala um pouco de que você achou da primeira luta.
Eu não entendi muito bem, Dario, que não pede, por favor, pergunta, irmão.
Ele está falando que leu alguns comentários seus falando sobre a luta defensiva e ofensiva na primeira luta. Fala o que você achou do primeiro encontro de vocês.
Cara, eu acho que a primeira luta foi ótima. Eu acho que os fãs, eu acho que tanto eu quanto o Max, a gente deu um tiro de si. Eu acho que isso é um esporte. Eu acho que nem sempre ele só pode vir ou não. Eu acho que eu sempre acostumei a vencer. Mas, cara, eu acho que foi uma grande luta. Eu acho que tanto eu quanto ele, meu irmão, são dois campeões que meu irmão, deram tudo de si e a luta foi boa, cara. Eu não vejo um erro, eu não vejo que um errou, não. Eu acho que eu tive a minha chance de vencer a luta. O Max conseguiu superar esse momento e ele teve a chance dele e ele conseguiu acabar com a luta. Eu acho que isso faz parte, pra mim, eu acho que eu não vejo problema nenhum. Eu acho que agora é uma nova história. Eu acho que tanto eu quanto ele, a gente sabemos o potencial de cada um e vamos dar o melhor de novo. Eu acho que ganha com isso são os fãs que, meu irmão, a gente vai lá dentro para lutar.
I think that the first fight, first of all, was great, and I think that we gave our all. We both came out as champions, and you know, it's a sport. You can't predict what's going to happen. You can't count on exactly what's going to happen. I don't see necessarily any mistakes. I think that I had my chances in the fight, and Max has had his chances, and he was able to finish the fight. So there's really not much to be said. I think it was a great fight, and I think that the fans are the ones who win.
Right. Now you also know Max's offensive skill set better. What have you changed this time around, whether in your camp or otherwise, compared to the last time you fought Holloway?
O que você mudou nesse camp desde da última luta?
Cara, eu acho que a mudança que eu tive, eu passei um mês treinando com o Robert Garcia Boxer, eu só me chutei. Sim, eu tentei focalizar, né? Acho que eu vinha numa zona de conforto, sem saber, né? Então, eu procurei ver onde estava o meu erro, eu procurei evolução, né? Eu acho que nisso, eu acho que eu tive uma melhora muito grande passando esse mês lá e passando só treinando boxe, vendo uma nova filosofia, vamos assim, para implementar no meu estilo de luta. Eu acho que nessa a gente vai totalmente diferente por essa experiência que eu tive lá com o Robert Garcia.
Yeah, I spent about a month boxing with Garcia, and you know, I feel like I was in my comfort zone, and I needed to evolve, and I think that's exactly what I did, focusing on the boxing. I think I evolved a lot. I got a lot better, and I was happy with this match.
That's fantastic. Now Holloway just talked about this fight being for his legacy. You know, what does this fight represent for you? Knowing that you can get your championship back, what does this fight mean for you?
O Holloway acabou de falar que essa luta era pelo legado dele, né? Mas o que essa luta significa para você, recuperar esse cinturão?
Como se fosse uma nova história, né? Eu acho que é um começo de um novo reinado, de novo, vamos falar assim. É, eu estou em busca de recuperar esse título e manter ele até eu sair do esporte, né? Então eu tenho um contrato com a FIFA e quero honrar meu contrato sendo campeão. Acho que essa é a minha meta, esse é o meu objetivo dentro do esporte. Então é significa tudo. É um novo recomeço, né? Acho que eu me sinto de novo como se estivesse fazendo a primeira luta do UFC.
You know, I think this is a new chapter in my story. I think that there's a lot that can be said, and I want to finish my win this title, and I want to finish my fights off in the UFC. I want to finish those off as a champion, so I want to honor that contract. But this is a new stage in my career.
All right, one final question for you, Jose. I know this week it's all about you and Holloway, but one other interesting that you mentioned recently was the fact that you understood why Conor McGregor did what he did and did not blame him anymore. Does it finally put the rivalry between you two to rest?
Ele disse que leu o que você falou, que não importa o que o Conor McGregor fez e tudo mais. Você acha que acabou a rivalidade entre vocês dois?
Cara, eu nunca tive rivalidade com ninguém, né? Acho que eu sou um profissional. Não vejo essa rivalidade, como todo mundo fala. Acho que a gente promoveu bem a luta foi uma grande luta. Sendo que a luta acabou muito rápido. Eu acho que isso que ficou para mim marcado. Né? Eu tive a oportunidade de mostrar tudo aquilo que eu treinei para chegar lá na luta e desenvolver. Não vejo uma realidade que todo mundo acha que eu não gosto dele, que eu xingo o cara, não. Isso faz parte, cara. É um esporte onde que ele se promove muito falando. E eu não, eu sou um atleta, eu sou um lutador. Eu treino e todo dia faço aquilo que eu gosto e chego lá dentro e fazer o meu melhor. Por exemplo, agora, eu acho que não tem um realidade de porra, o Max me vencer, eu fico com aquela vontade de devolver, porque todos nós atletas achamos sempre que nós podemos vencer todo mundo. Eu acho que essa é a realidade, essa que para mim que importa, não uma realidade fora do cage. Eu acho que fora para mim do cage não acontece nada. Eu levo a minha vida, eu gosto de fazer o que eu gosto e assim que eu vejo as coisas.
You know, there was never really any rivalry really between Conor McGregor and I think that we promoted the fight well. He talks to promote his fight and I fight. We're different in that, but you know, the fight ended really quickly and I couldn't really show what I trained for all those months. But you know, I think the real rivalry is inside of the cage and it's every athlete's desire is to win. So that's exactly, you know, I don't have any rivalries with Max or anything, but inside of the cage we're athletes and we want to go in there and want to win.
Understood. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, my first question is for the champ, Max. Listen, I know a lot of people have asked different questions about Cub Swanson. The one thing I have not heard asked of you is, was he ever presented as an option as a replacement for Frankie Edgar, or did they just go to Jose Aldo straight away? Did the UFC just offer Jose straight away?
To be honest, they gave me a couple names, you know. They didn't tell me, oh, yeah, you're fighting this guy, this guy, and this guy. They said, oh, here's ideas. And I told my manager, my manager called me. Frank is hurt. And he called me, he's like, oh, this is the UFC ideas. And then I told my manager, call me back when you have a contract. I don't care who the hell I'm fighting. Just make sure you give me a fight. And I hung up. And then the next time he called me was, it's Jose Aldo. The contract is in your email. I signed the contract, I sent it back over. That's what it was.
Okay, thank you. Do you care to share who those other names were?
It's what everybody's been saying about, you know. It was just rumors. This what we heard, you know, the name, the 45ers, you know, most of the top 45ers, you know, some 55ers, and that's about it, you know. The names that everybody's been throwing around is what I heard. I don't know if you heard anything else you can share, but that's all I heard.
Okay, thanks. And then you've actually, you know, fought Jose Aldo and Cub Swanson. Which fight was more competitive? Which opponent was more competitive?
Man, you asking a question you can answer yourself. Watch that fight. Watch two of the fights. There's one fight, you know, where people say it happened a long time ago, and then there's one fight that people think the guy won two rounds on me. So, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know. You know, me and Cub fought so long time ago, and everybody, and the first matchup was... It was just me. The fight with me and Aldo just happened. So at the end of the day, who knows what happens? Like I said, you know, this is fighting. You know, it's fighting. Any time can happen. So I don't really judge my fight of what happened before. All the rematch. You know, now it's time for rematches. I'm not gonna base it off the last fight. You know, I'm sure he saw something in there my opponent saw something in there that they didn't see watching film on me, so they're going to change something, so I'm going to come change too, you know? I'm looking for the best fighters. I want the best guys that night, and because I want to prove, you know, I'm the best man alive.
Okay, perfect. In my opinion, both of those fights, you know, you were very dominant. So best of luck to you, champ. One more question for you. Detroit, Michigan is notoriously very cold this time of year. You come from a warm climate. How do you react to cold weather?
You know, go watch my, you know, my the Cup fight was cold weather. The Toronto fight, Pettis fight was cold weather. The last Jose fight, I didn't even know Brazil gets cold. Brazil is pretty cold to me. You know, I thought Brazil was like Hawaii. I was wrong. I was cold some nights, and the weather don't care. You know, I'll probably be inside most of the time. We like traveling around, you know. If Detroit got cool stuff to see, then we'll go outside. But the cold weather, I don't mind it. You know, it's just a place where we got to fight. It's a place of where I'm going to war, and you gotta adjust. You know, you gotta adjust. Just like the fight, you gotta adjust every round. You know, you gotta adjust the climate and all this. This is war spirit in me. I don't really care where we fight. You know, as long as we get a fight in UFC Hawaii later on down the line, I'll be happy.
Well, I hope to see that. And I thank you again, champ. Next question is for Jose Aldo. As we stated earlier in this call, you rarely take fights on short notice. You were very big for a featherweight. So does this make, do you have to focus a lot more attention on cutting weight since you don't have a full camp?
Pois, Júnior, como você já falou mais cedo, você nunca teve a oportunidade de aceitar muitas lutas em cima da hora, né? Mas como você é um peso-pena grande, faz alguma diferença na sua perda de peso aceitar uma luta assim?
Não, acho que não tem diferença nenhuma, pelo fato de eu só faço a perda de peso na última semana, né? Então, hoje em dia, graças a Deus, eu estou tão adaptado a isso que não sinto dificuldade mais de bater peso, né? Então, geralmente, eu começo de liga e vai até a semana da luta. Então, não tem problema nenhum, né? Isso na perda de peso. Eu acho que se a dificuldade que eu já passei ficou passada, hoje já está bem mais tranquilo.
Yeah, I don't think there's any really difference. I lose my weight on the last week. And I haven't been having any problems making weight. So if I had any in the past, that's in the past.
Okay. And just one more question. The same question about the climate. I know for me personally, you couldn't pay me enough money to go somewhere cold to fight. How about you? How do you react to cold weather?
Como é que você vai reagir ao clima frio lá em Detroit? A diferença do calor aqui do Brasil.
Pois é, né? Dessa vez agora a gente tá treinando aqui no calor e vai estar no frio. Para mim, não faz muita diferença pelo fato de que eu sempre tô no lugar com refrigeração. Então, não tem uma diferença tão grande. A gente tá no ginásio, acho que tem um ar-condicionado. Então, já tem um adaptador, isso que não tem uma diferença de clima, não, né? Geralmente, a gente tá dentro do hotel, faz tudo dentro do hotel e depois só vai pro dentro do ginásio. Então, não vejo a diferença se tá frio ou calor.
I don't really feel a difference. It's hot in Rio right now, but I train in air conditioning most of the time, and the arena has air conditioning, and we're at the hotel most of the time, so I don't think it makes too much of a difference.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Best of luck.
Thank you, brother.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
He say no more.